This morning's sermon is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Gracious God, in this time of worship, help us to indeed be still and listen to what you have for us, the words you want us to hear. And that our hearts are enlightened and enriched by the power of the Holy Spirit. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. We live in a crazy world, don't we? It just seems negativity is everywhere. Starting in Washington, and then down into our local communities. Doesn't seem that a day goes by that there isn't some report of someone being shot or killed over some argument. Somebody looked at somebody wrong. Somebody said the wrong thing. Children taking guns to school and shooting classmates and teachers. Lack of respect for authority. People attacking policemen who are supposed to be guarding us. Children being horribly disrespectful to their parents, and parents allowing it to happen. It all goes on and on and on, and where can we find refuge? Where do we find refuge from this craziness in this world? On Sundays, we find refuge right here in the church. Why did you come to church today? Did you not come to praise our God, to give thanks for our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary's cross, suffered and died for us, rose again so we might have life eternal? Did you not come here to feel the Holy Spirit work within your heart and your soul to bring you comfort and peace? For as we leave the doors of the church today, we enter back into the crazy world. We need that strength that we receive from Almighty God here in worship. It gives us strength to meet another week. For we do not know what's going to happen the next 6 days. And yet we are able to face each day with renewed spirit because of finding solace and peace in our worship. But what about the other 6 days? What about the other 6 days when you're out there in the midst of all that? A friend of mine told me that his mother gets up in the morning, turns on the TV, doesn't watch it, but she wants noise to hear. People get in the car, start the car, and what's one of the first things they do? Boom, put on the radio, because they need noise. They need to hear something. People walking down the street with earbuds, so they have noise going on in their head. Noise, noise, noise. Distractions everywhere. But David tells us, be still and know that I am God. Now, how many of you like to be still? How many of you can sit still for any length of period? I was a hyperactive child. You can ask Alice about it. But I was. I couldn't sit still. My mother always said, you have ants in your pants, that expression. But I'll tell you, we need to be still and reflect upon who God really is. Circuit riders were ministers who, in the late 1700s and early 1800s, would go from Pennsylvania, and then they would come into Ohio, and they would stop at churches along the way and preach. That's all they did. It was very interesting. They did one service, then they got up and went to another and to another and to another, and that was what they did all day Sunday. And sometimes, if they didn't finish on Sunday, they'd go through on Monday or Tuesday or whatever day they could get to all the churches that they needed to go to. One day, this circuit rider was coming in a farm area, and there was a farmer out in his field. Circuit rider said, "Beautiful day, isn't it, farmer?" And he goes, "Yeah, I guess." "Well, what do you mean? Yeah, you guess the sun's out, it's beautiful, you're working out in the..." He says, "Oh, you circuit rider preachers, you have it so easy. All you have to do is think about God." Preacher said, "Well, wait a minute. Don't you think about God while you're out in your field? I have to work, not like you. All you do is go from place to place to place, and you think about God." Preacher said, "Do you really think it's that easy?" "Well, yeah, it's easy. I could do it." He says, "Can you?" "Well, let's put that to the test. If you for 1 minute can close your eyes and think only about God, I will give you my horse." "Really?" "Yes, 1 minute, think only about God, and I'll give you my horse." The farmer said, "I'll do it." So he closed his eyes. 10 seconds went by. 20 seconds went by, 30 seconds went by. The farmer said, "Oh, does the saddle go with the horse?" All he had to do was keep his mouth shut for 1 minute and think about God, and he would have had the horse and the saddle. Now, I'm going to do something dangerous. Pastors don't rarely say this. I want you to close your eyes. Ooh, dangerous. 1 minute. 1 minute. And think only about God and nothing else. Don't let anything get in there but God. Let's see if you can do it. Go. Okay, minute's a long time, isn't it, when you're doing one thing that you're supposed to do? How many of you just thought about God and nothing else? Well, that's good. Sorry I don't have a horse for you, but good. It's good that you were able to do that. And maybe it's because there was no other distraction, right? You didn't hear a lot of noise or a lot of commotion that would distract you from thinking to be still and know that I am God. How do we do that on a regular basis? How do you do that the next 6 days? Well, in the movie War Room, in the book War Room, they had a special place. The husband and wife, after the turmoil in their marriage, each had a place to go, and they would write things down on the wall. They had a closet. It was their war room, because they know that they were at war with the devil. And they would pray, and they would be still, and they would know who God is. And that's what God calls us to do, as David tells us in Psalm 46. We really can hear God speaking when we're quiet. If we're doing all the talking, if we're doing all the commotion and distraction, it's very difficult to hear God speak to us. Think of Elijah. When Ahab and Jezebel wanted to kill him, and he went out and hid in a cave, and he felt so distraught that he was all alone. And he was told to listen, to hear God. And the earthquake came, but God was not in the earthquake. The fire came, but God was not in the fire. The wind blew, and God was not in the wind. God was in that still, calm voice. That small, calm voice. God spoke to Elijah, and he heard. Or Isaiah the prophet, what does he say? Wait on the Lord, and he will renew your strength, and he will lift you up on eagle's wings. That's what happens when we are still and we listen to God. Our hearts and our souls just rise up, and we have this calm that comes over us, this peace to help us each day. We are stronger when we are still and know who God is. Now, that doesn't mean you're never to talk again. That doesn't mean you're not to have conversation. That doesn't mean you aren't going to be distracted. But what it does mean is you take time every single day to be alone with God. Didn't Jesus do that? He's our Savior. And yet he went up into the mountains to be alone with God, to hear what God had to say to him, his Father speaking to him. And if our Lord Jesus took that time to be still and know what his Father wanted, Shouldn't we do the same thing? Now, someone may say, well, how do you do that? How do you keep your mind on it? There are a lot of little tricks you can learn. One are the ABCs in your war room. Just go ABC. God, you are almighty. B, you're the beginning and the end. C, you're the creator. D, you're divine. If you do little tricks like that, that helps you concentrate, be still, and know that God is speaking to you. Or just, as Rosemary said in the children's sermon, to give thanks unto the Lord. Give him thanks. Give him thanks for all that he does. You're still being still, and you're hearing what God has to say to you. Your assignment for the week is to do that. This week, I want you all to make a diligent effort to find still time, to find your place that's yours alone, and to pray, and to be still, and to hear Jesus speak to you in the calm and the joy of being still. And then get out there and shout, glory be to God on high, and spread the good news that Jesus Christ is our Savior. And you will find that your life will be better each time you do that. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.